This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column. The Board of Review in Cook County needs your attention. September 29, 2016. I know the big focus on November 8 is the battle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but there are other elections in Illinois that in reality more directly impact your lives. The most important is an obscure office called the Cook County Board of Review, and it has three members representing three districts that supposedly review your property taxes to make sure they are fair. What really happens is that some of the commissioners on this board use the lure of reducing your property taxes as a scam to get you to attend their re-election campaign events. They organize public tax review meetings and invite the public to learn how to challenge your property taxes. Unfortunately, the public doesn't learn anything. The commissioner promotes himself, vowing that he's a champion of lower taxes, when in reality, your taxes remain the same. You should remember one name if you live in the southwest suburbs who is trying to change all that, and that is Marty Stack. Marty Stack is an attorney who has banged his head against the obstinacy of the Board of Review and understands how it works and how it should work. Stack wants to end the confusion that surrounds the whole process of challenging your taxes. Most homeowners have learned the hard way that, one, hiring an outside attorney to challenge your property taxes doesn't work. The three commissioners decide what challenges get approved and what challenges don't get approved. And oftentimes it has more to do with politics than whether your home is being overtaxed. Two, appealing to reduce your taxes at one of those useless public hearings that the commissioners organize or by going online and doing it yourself doesn't work either. But the commissioners, all politicians, still decide who does and doesn't get a reduction in their property taxes. Doesn't matter about the facts. Stack, who sees through this bureaucratic scam, wants to change things and make it easier for you to compare your property to other comparable properties right in your own neighborhood and to see for yourself if your home property taxes are really higher than the homes around you. Right now, the system is too confusing. There are ridiculous deadlines that are a confusing mess. Even if you manage to sort through the deadlines and heavy paperwork and long forms that you have to fill out, your form still has to be reviewed by the commissioners. Stack wants to allow homeowners to go directly to the board's now useless website and enter their property information. The website would then provide up to 10 properties in your immediate neighborhood that are comparable in size and design. That doesn't happen now. You then would be able to compare your taxes to the average taxes of homes that are just like yours. If your taxes are higher on your home property, then what's to decide? You deserve to have your property taxes reduced. Plain and simple. You don't need a board to look at your property and figure out who you are and then decide if those taxes should be reduced. The facts should decide if your property taxes are too high. If your property taxes are lower than the average, then you know the truth and you don't have to go through with the process and waste your time. Eliminating the arbitrary deadlines and the confusing process will make it easier for you to do it when it is convenient to do it, not when the commissioners or the county wants you to do it. Allowing you to make your own case by submitting facts like how your property taxes compare to others should automatically make your reduction a system certainty. Take it out of the hands of the commissioners. Why allow three commissioners to make the decisions? Facts should make that decision. Marty Stack wants the County Board of Review to give you, the hardworking taxpaying homeowner, the facts and the ability to make the decision for the board based on real facts. To keep it confusing, the Board of Review website doesn't even tell you which districts the three commissioners represent. Marty Stack is running in the contest for the first Board of Review District, which runs north and south from Frankfort all the way to Barrington. The first district covers most of the southwest side and suburban readership, including most of Lyons Township, Palos Township, Worth Township, Orland Township, and the Des Plaines Valley. That includes, among others, Bridgeview, Lyons, Palos, Oaklawn, Evergreen Park, Hometown, Willow Springs, Hickory Hills, Alsip, and Orland Park and Orland Hills. Stack is challenging Dan Patlick, a right-wing Tea Party activist. The second district has a race, and it's represented by Michael Cabanargi, who has no challenger. The third district includes most of the South and Southwest Chicago areas, including small parts of Lyons and Bremen Township, and is represented now by Larry Rogers Jr., who is not up for re-election until 2018. I'm Ray Hanania. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information, rayhanania.com. TheMediaOasis.com, TheArabDailyNews.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.